position which the British have tried to put is that they can unilaterally pull out of it, which of course is totally unacceptable. So we would hope it would be a permanent solution. We had the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs at our last National Council, and he reassured us in no uncertain terms about the backstop. And from his former role as a Minister for Agriculture, he's fully aware of the implications. I hope it's not a mind change. The negotiations were always going to tighten at the last minute. And there is a danger that at the last minute we'll get pushed into a corner. But that hasn't happened so far. Europe has backed the Irish position the whole way. And we hope that'll continue, but we're ever vigilant. I like to believe what people say, and we have been assured that our interests will be looked after. But the one thing I do have to say is, whatever deal comes out of this, it doesn't matter what it is, it will not be as good a deal as our neighbours being in the EU. We'd be fully aware of that, and the Minister made that clear to us too. Britain being outside the EU is not as good for Ireland by the very nature of things. We're talking basically about the best deal we can get under the circumstances.